Hello and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitzamazoz.
Hello.
Today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about independence. Independence is a concept that brings connotations like freedom, security, independence. These are the topics that we'd like to shed some new light on today. Nitza, please. Yeah, the Day of Independence is a national holiday here in Israel. We all gather, celebrate this holiday happily. We recall the very exciting occasion that took place on the Hay of Iyar, the 14th of May, 1948, the declaration of the State of Israel, when the United Nations have decided to allow the people of Israel, after so many years of exile, prosecution, wars, destructions, all the things that this people went through, the possibility to once again come back to the land of Israel and set their national home here. And on the one hand, I'm looking at what happened back then, and I'm also looking at what's going on today in our country, here and now. And it raises many questions, because even looking at the concept called independence, looking it up in the dictionary, what is independence? It means sovereignty, not being dependent on someone or something, security. And I'm really asking myself, are we living independently here on the land of Israel right now? Because when I look at myself, I don't see that I'm independent. I see that our society depends on many factors. We depend on the neighbors around us and whether America will give us or won't give us aid, and so many threats, external and internal. And the last thing that I feel today in this country is independent, safe, and free. And this brought up a question that I'm sure that I'm not the only one asking it, that would like to discuss with you. What is real independence? I'd say that real independence does not exist. Are the parents independent of their children? No. Neither are the children independent of their parents. Meaning, to be a grown-up, it doesn't mean that you're independent. To be a child also doesn't mean that you're independent. To be alive altogether means that you're not independent, because you're in some framework of nature. You have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow, in a moment. So what does independent mean? What does sovereignty mean? Independence. Independent of what? Only a person that doesn't really understand, he says, I'm free, and in a moment he's already needy of something. Where are the borders? How do we determine what independence means? That this word itself is aiming us at a state of the lack of independence, the inability to keep it, unless we're like God. I don't know if there's such a thing that I can imagine, that He is almighty, everything is under His control and His hands and so on, then the concept of God, He might be independent. And also if He has love for His creatures, then He's no longer independent, but He has to constantly care for them. So if I have love towards someone, I'm no longer independent. Of course not. Love, it ties you, it determines everything. Course. The concept of independence does not exist in our nature at all, and in general in nature it doesn't exist, because nature altogether consists of at least two parts that are developing in the relations between them, like plus and minus in atoms, suppose, and that's how it is with everything. Meaning, one single thing does not exist. It has no right to exist. There are some thoughts that it's bosons and things like that, but these are things that we only speak about theoretically. And there too, it's unknown. There is no such thing as one thing. If we're talking about creation, then it's always something compared to something else. It's the creator and the creature. It's light and darkness. It's electron and positron, plus and minus, north and south, and a magnet and so on. There is no one without the other. And therefore, to begin with, there is no such philosophical concept and scientific definition called independent, unless, to begin with, we define it in a way that from here to here, you're independent. That's it. That's something else. And here we're already building our rules, our laws. What am I independent to do at home? And what am I not independent to do at home? Because I have an apartment and a condominium. And then I depend on others. How am I independent in a country? And where am I not? Meaning it all has borders. You said the Americans, they help Israel, this, that. They may be less independent than all of those smaller countries that are weaker than them. America? Yes. Why? Because they have to care for their control, for the order that they want. So they have to constantly be, we see the concerns and the struggles. It's not called independence. Independence means that maybe I do what I feel like, meaning that I take no one into consideration. And if I do take someone into consideration, then I'm dependent on him. I also didn't want to move on to higher levels. So in terms of science itself and the whole matter of what independence is. Therefore, the concept of independence is very blurry, very unknown, very emotional, the way we feel it. Maybe yesterday we didn't feel ourselves independent, and today we do, and it only seems to us that way, that we lifted ourselves to this false kind of feeling, and this is what we say. So I wouldn't talk about independence in these terms. If we're talking in terms of the wisdom of Kabbalah, then the wisdom of Kabbalah, first of all, researches nature, the wisdom itself, and it discovers that in nature there is a force called the creator, the general force of nature, which is the good and beneficial force. This is what the Kabbalists discover, and specifically against it, this force has created the counter force. I have created the evil inclination, the negative force, where negative and positive, it's relative. Why? Because specifically in between the two, the creature can exist and feel himself and advance and determine his states between the positive and negative force. So we have the positive upper force and the upper negative force that control us. Therefore, it's called upper or higher. And we in between them. And then we have choice under which force to be more connected with, and how do we determine ourselves? So here, what happens is that if I am in between these two forces, that's called the middle line, between the right, which is positive, and the left, which is negative, and I know what positive is and what negative is, I know and feel them inside myself, these two forces. So I can determine between them freedom. Freedom, it means that I choose what is good and what is bad and what will rule what. And then if I find the balance on the inside, like with a balance scale where it's exactly on the zero, then on this condition, in this way, can I be independent, where neither the bad or the good influences me, the plus or the minus, and then I determine this middle line, and then it's called that I'm independent. So from this explanation you have just given, if I look at the people of Israel as a free people, like it says in our anthem, it's only a hope in the meantime. There is a hope to be a free people. It's every people's hope. Okay, so according to this depiction, the analogy that you just gave us, because looking at the people of Israel, what does it mean to be a free people? We have to understand that to be free, it's the dream of every people. It's the dream of all of humanity. It's the dream of all of creation. It's the only thing towards which particles are moving. Plants that are growing and developing. Animals that are constantly searching as if. People, animals, plants, even the still. They are all searching for the place of balance. Balance where nothing is pressuring me. And then I feel myself as myself, that I am free. And from all of this creation of the still, vegetative, animate, and the speaking level, humans, specifically the people of Israel have the key to this freedom, to the balance, namely to independence. Meaning to that point towards which everyone and everything, all the parts of creation are aimed at. And the people of Israel are capable of opening the Torah correctly, and especially its inner part, the wisdom of Kabbalah, and with their help to find this point of balance, the zero on the balance scale, and to feel themselves independent and to show the path for it and teach all of humanity how to get there. And then they will truly reach their correct self-realization that we have to understand this is the purpose for which the state of Israel was established, and this is what we have to work for, and this is what all the nations of the world are expecting of us. And if we don't give them this feeling of independence, of balance, then they feel themselves very reliant on us, and therefore they hate us and blame us for as if hiding the well-being of the world from them. What you just told is something that's, first of all, it's very innovative. It's something different, new. Therefore, when we talk about our independence, about the people of Israel, it's different. It is the foundation of the objective, true, complete independence, where all the other forms of independence, both among nations and the animate, vegetative, and still depend on us. And this is what we have to understand, how the search and true realization of independence is in our hands, and this necessitates us to realize it. So if I understand what you're saying, the people of Israel have a key to achieve real independence, from which the independence cascades to the rest of the world, that everyone can enjoy independence then. So there's a very strong statement here. And let's try through this very strong statement to take a look at the moment where the nations of the world declare the independence of the state of Israel. This is why it happened so in history. It's very interesting. That's why I'm saying it's really interesting with these new glasses that you gave us. If I look through them, then there was a very special moment here in terms of history, not only for the people of Israel. So what happened in that moment? What kind of an approval do the people of Israel receive with the declaration of the independence? Well, of course, they don't know and don't feel and don't understand how the thought of creation brought this to them through the entire process that humanity is going through. Why did they decide that? And eventually, why did the balance of forces come to a state where they did vote in favor? There was an advantage of only a few votes in favor of the establishment of the state of Israel. And We have to understand that this is a mandate, an approval that we got, and we have to realize it in favor for the benefit of all of humanity. And if we don't realize it, we're like the wound, and in the most central place in the human body, that we won't be able to escape it, that we are really the reason for all of the human illnesses because of the lack of the realization of the independence. Yes. So if I understand what you're saying, they gave us the opportunity to realize the independence, but we, as a people, as a society, have to learn how to realize the independence, meaning it wasn't enough that we were given this geographical place of the State of Israel. Yeah, the truth is that it's not that important. It's not that important, the physical area. The physical area is important so that we'll be able to start realizing it physically and practice, meaning to set an example so that the nations of the world can look at this example, what do they have to do, and copy it. But actually, the independence, it is an inner scrutiny, it's an inner connection, it's an inner order of a group of people that understands how it's supposed to get arranged between them in order to achieve the concept of independence. Independence, it means that it's impossible that I don't belong to others. Even in the foundation of creation, there is no one single particle that's per se. It's always connected with another particle. One cannot go without the other. And therefore, the independence, it's a concept. If we're talking about the human level, where all people feel themselves completely interdependent, 100% interdependent, and therefore they have to have unconditional, whole and perfect love towards each other, such devotion that no one feels himself but feels everyone, that this is his body, that towards them he is in mutual guarantee, in soul devotion. And then, if we come to this condition, then we come to independence. Meaning it's the very opposite to what a person thinks, that to be a free people, it's like being free, that I go on vacation, that I have a week's time on vacation, I don't owe anyone anything, I have money in my pocket, I'm going to buy whatever I feel like. So, in terms of time, places, no, on the contrary, to begin with, we can't exist without dependence, and therefore, independence, it means that we feel everyone as ourselves. Who's everyone? That the way I feel myself, I feel all of reality, not only in the Israeli society, but all of humanity, and even beyond humanity, everything that exists, the whole of reality, I feel it as mine, as myself. And this through the connection of love. So independence, it's a concept. And this concept, it demands of us an inner correction. It's not that with the power of the arm, we can achieve independence. We see that it doesn't work. It doesn't work for anyone in this world, and it can't come through control. But independence, it's that we change ourselves, we prepare ourselves for a state where we achieve a general love. And then, to the extent to which we come into it, we can feel ourselves independent. When you were just talking about physical force, then I suddenly remembered that even before the declaration of the independence of Israel, I think it was during the second Aliyah, the second immigration to Israel, what was established was Agudat HaShomer, the Jewish defense organization. The immigrants felt a need to protect themselves and so on. And to this day, one of the most central things in Israel is the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force. We constantly feel a need to defend ourselves. And because of this existential fear that exists to this day, unfortunately, and you're saying that it's not enough to defend ourselves with physical force or by the might of the army, but we need another component. What is that additional component that maybe we missed out on that will eventually turn us, that will allow us to feel the real security? Because no matter how strong the IDF is, it doesn't give us a sense of security. It doesn't. We see it's one of the biggest problems in Israel. I think that the prime minister today and all of the prime ministers are constantly engaged in returning the sense of security to the people. Where will the security, the sense of security come from? It will come only, the sense of security will only come from our connection. That if we will be correctly connected between us, we will both feel security within ourselves, and it won't be a false sense of security. And also, we will project this form of security, this, let's call it, the need, the certain need for security also to our neighbors. The thing is that it is in our power, with the help of the wisdom of Kabbalah, we have the ability to awaken in us a special force that connects us and brings us the feeling of eternal existence and security. And to awaken within us a positive force, this positive force that completes the negative force that exists in our world, we're the only ones that can bring into our world to the feeling of our existence in the world. I'm talking about all of humanity. The positive force. And this positive force, when it comes and clothes and is felt in people, they feel themselves balanced. The feeling of balance between these two forces of negative and positive. The negative are all of our forces with the help of which we want to conquer, acquire, bend, force, necessitate, enslave. So this is the negative force, and when the positive force comes and balances it, then in the stitch between these two forces, we feel the independence, freedom, tranquility, truly the next world. Because there is a very simple matter here, that again, reality cannot consist from anything else but two counter forces. And we know how to draw the positive force into this world, into our reality, and how to balance it with the negative force, which is called the middle line. And therefore, this is how we have to operate ourselves. And this is also how we have to explain it to the rest of the world. You just said that the negative force, it creates the urges to control, enslave, and so on in people. The egoistic force. What kind of desires will the positive force awaken in people? For connection. What does it mean? It means that everyone discovers that he depends on everyone, and that his security, his well-being, his good feeling depends on the connection with everyone. And it's not that I feel good because I acquire them, I connect them to myself, but I feel good in terms of serving them, achieving connection with them, to them, like parents towards their children. That's the positive force. When that force comes and controls us, we're necessitated to do that, just like where with a negative force we want to conquer and suppress others. With the positive force, we have to do the very opposite, to love, give. And these two forces only have to be in balance. One can't be without the other. But to bring the balance, this is called the work of Israel. Where's security in the picture between these two forces? If these two forces are balanced under my control, that's security. the positive force without the negative, or more of the positive, is also not good, and the negative force without the positive is also not good for sure, but only in the middle. There's a special formula for the connection between them, for them to be in balance, and that special formula is called Torah. Torah? Yes. Not the Torah that we know, the Book of Torah or something, but a formula of how do we arrange these two forces and balance between them. This is actually what the Wisdom of Kabbalah teaches, how to balance the positive and negative forces. Yes. Okay, now looking at the Israeli society, we have a sovereign country for the past few dozens of years, and we have independence. Now, what in the balance of forces between the positive and negative and everything you described, what do we have to add to the Israeli society to reach these places of security and complete independence? I don't even know how to call it. We need education. We have to explain to our people that they cannot achieve anything. No good achievements unless they will know how to draw the positive force and how by it to balance the negative force and to show the entire world how to use these two forces in order to constantly be in an independent state. And when we do it for ourselves, we also have to think how do we show it to the entire world, that all of humanity has to come to that too, to be in the point of balance between these two forces, all of us together. That means to achieve the third temple. It's a concept. It's not a building. It's a concept. To achieve the complete balance in humanity. Balance between the negative and positive force? Yes. Dr. Leitman, our time's unfortunately up. Thank you very much. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best. Come again. We'll talk to Dr. Leitman some more.